The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, Tuesday morning, time for us to check in with St. Clair County's Medical Health Officer, Dr. Annette Mercantile. Annette, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
What a week this has been. We just see every day the numbers of COVID going up and up in Michigan and here in St. Clair County, too, don't we?
Yeah, we're still creeping up, although it looks like we're reaching a plateau. The last few days have been more stable, but boy, we're at a high level, just a really high level. It's going to be a while before we see some relief from this. And when I say a while, I mean weeks, I think. And of course, our as expected, our hospitals are beyond busy. We're in kind of one of those, once again, one of those crunch situations. And I don't want to discourage people if they're sick not to go to the hospital. We don't want people not being able to breathe at home, or certainly if you're having a heart attack, other, you know, major medical issues, please go. But do expect a wait. Do expect, a little bit of a difference when you go to the hospitals. They're really stressed right now. They're very, very stressed.
So what's the way out of this? The conversation seems to be we need more vaccine here in Michigan. We don't have enough, and we need to get more people vaccinated. Other people at the federal level are saying, no, we just need to lock the state down for a couple of weeks. What's the best way out of this situation right now?
Yeah, I'll be very candid. I really don't know what the best way is. Certainly vaccine is going to be the best way forward in the future. So vaccines now are going to impact us a month from now or 2 months from now, which is always a good thing. Will it help the people who are going to get sick in the next week or two? No, vaccines aren't going to help that. Lockdowns might help that, but I'll be very frank with that. I don't think we're in a position where half the population will follow a lockdown, even if it's an order. Certainly, we don't have a situation where we're going to walk around with a, what they call that, military style and making sure people stay in the house. I have to say, I think the only solution I see that's feasible for the immediate future is for people to lock down themselves. Listen, if you have a party scheduled for this weekend where more than your very immediate pod, and if you know what I mean by pod, it's people that you already hang with and you know aren't going anywhere else, or mutually vaccinated individuals, please don't do it. Don't do it. Get your food carry out. Please don't do things as a group, because what really is driving this, more so than businesses, I got to say, certainly I think at the beginning of this, it was not business outbreaks and nursing home outbreaks and the things that would be impacted by a lockdown. It was individuals and individual gatherings and sports teams. And it was really driven initially by the younger crowd again. And that takes willpower. It's just going to take people saying, enough, we have to give this a break. And I talked to you a minute ago. I said, it's traumatizing. And we have to realize that we're all traumatized by this. We are all grieving our old lives. And we have to get past the denial anger phase. We have to get past the denial anger phase. The grief is real, but we have to get into a phase where we understand it, and we can accept it, and we can adjust our lives accordingly so that people don't die. I mean, it's really not just about our inconvenience. It's about people dying, and I think that's pretty profound.
Do we have enough vaccine here in St. Clair County? Do we need more vaccine? I know you had a walk-in clinic on Friday. Did you have to get rid of some of the vaccine that just went unused, or were you able to use up all of it?
No, we did good. I don't know. There may have been a few doses that had to be wasted at the end. Unplanned clinics like that are a little more problematic that way, but I think we did pretty well. We certainly didn't run out of vaccine, which is really always the bigger worry. is that people will have to be turned away. And that didn't happen. In fact, I think we are reaching a point where we're going to continue to be more aggressive trying to get people to vaccinate. Those people who've been waiting in line patiently, I think another week or so, we're not going to find those people quite as easily. And we're going to need to make sure that people find getting vaccinated convenient. It's available where they are. I think we're going to really have to shift gears to convince people to get vaccinated. Listen, we're way under 50% still for our total population. And we need, as I talked, upwards of 70 or 80%. So we have to continue to encourage our friends and our family to get vaccinated. And think of new creative ways. We've got some great community partners working on vaccinations. We had some nice drive-throughs with our Marysville Fire Department and the Richmond Lennox EMS this weekend. Community Mental Health did a nice clinic for their people and their staff and clients. We're hoping that people will step up to the plate and assume some responsibility for doing clinics for quote-unquote, their people, right, the people they know, because I think that's a more trustworthy situation. Blue Meets Green is doing a wonderful job motivating businesses and trying to get them to vaccinate their employees. So lots of good work going on. It just really is a matter of convincing people that the benefit is worth whatever risk is in their head. And I have to say, I think there's still a lot of misinformation out there about the vaccine. I mean, it's a newer vaccine, and there's always concerns. There's some concerns now about the J&J vaccine. But the mRNA vaccine is coming in strong. You asked about getting vaccine. We are still getting weekly vaccine shipments. We can move it all. It's not so much that we can't move it, but I think there's more of that to come. I don't think that's going to be the major problem as much as getting people to vaccinate.
You mentioned the J&J vaccine, and I know this is just breaking this morning, so there's not a lot of information on it, but there's a pause being put on the J&J vaccinations. How's that going to impact the St. Clair County clinics?
Well, I think it's going to impact it pretty well. You know, we got a pretty big shipment of J&J a couple weeks ago, and honestly, we used a lot of it. And we don't have a lot of J&J left, but we were planning to continue to distribute that to partners, community partners. The hospitals are sitting on some J&J, and I believe they were planning on using that for some of their clinics. So it will have some impact, but I think we can switch gears and switch it to the mRNA vaccines pretty easily. So it's going to be one more bump. I think it's going to be one more area that's going to concern people. Remember, it's a pause while they investigate the vaccine, and I say this all the time. This is what we do. This is why I'm confident in our vaccine chain and our vaccine use, even when it's a new vaccine for COVID, is that we have these surveillance systems, and we are able to detect very quickly any unusual bumps, any unusual events that seem out of line with what would normally happen. And the system worked. It worked. They found a very small bump. I believe I was just reading about it when I called you, but it's a really small number of people with a blood clotting issue, and it occurred within a couple weeks of the vaccine. These things can happen without vaccines, so the question is it related to the vaccine or is it not? And so that's what we do. We pause, we investigate, we let the scientists do their work, and then we'll come up with a conclusion after that.
Annette, what do you say to that person out there that hasn't been vaccinated yet and they're not really in a big hurry to get the vaccine, they're not really sure they want it at all? How do you convince them to get it?
Well, look around. You know, you got to look around. Look at the devastation that this virus is causing. The mutations are brutal, the way they are infectious. The mutations, by the way, are still responding to the vaccine well. So the vaccine coverage for the B117 and the other one that's here in the state are working well, so that's not an issue. I would say if you are going to continue to hesitate on vaccinating, don't go out. Make your choice. If you can't vaccinate, you shouldn't be doing the kind of normal things that we love to do as human beings. You shouldn't be going to parties. You shouldn't be having meetings in person. When you go to your workplace, you shouldn't be hanging out with your coworkers in a shared space. Those are big things to give up, and I would say really consider that. When was the last time you really gave somebody a hug? And when you're vaccinated, you can feel more comfortable doing that, right? I mean, it's about life as we need to live it as social human beings versus cowering down every time there's a wave of this virus that, and I'm going to use the word brutalizes, but it's brutal. It creeps up. We watch it go up. This is our third time, right? We watch it go up. We watch it go up. We say warning, warning, warning. And then it just kind of sweeps through the community and it devastates hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And then it comes down. And then what? What are we going to do? Like wait for the next one? Hmm. No, vaccine is really the only way. Yeah. We're going to ever get our feet back on the ground. So what I'd say is do some more homework. Talk to people. Don't get your information off the internet, off of social media. God, I read social media, and I just choke when I see what people
I'm
are
sure.
saying on there. It's like my hand shakes, right? I was like, oh, no, that's so wrong. Even some of the things they say that are partially true are out of context. So, go to reputable sites. And talk to people who've been vaccinated and just, I don't know, what I say, you got to step up to the plate. Just step up to the plate and do what we need to do.
We'll get there eventually. It's taking some time, but Annette, we appreciate
it
everything.
It's hard. It's been a long time. That's what I mean. Yeah. And once again, please take care of yourselves. Take care of your physical self. Take care of your emotional self. There's lots of helplines now. Reach out to people are maybe isolated. These are very trying times, without a doubt.
Real quick before we finish up, that walk-in clinic that you had on Friday in Marysville, are you anticipating doing more of that?
Yeah, I think we are. It worked out well, and I know that the appointments can be barriers for some people. There are every week about 2,000 more appointments on our Everbridge system, which we're not going to let those people down. They'll get first dibs. We'll get them scheduled, and then we'll open up for walk-ins whenever that is. I don't have the times handy. Yeah. Just watch our media releases. But, yeah, I think each one of our first-dose clinics are going to remain at least partially walk-in, and so we can accommodate as many people as possible. Still looking for ways to get out to – I say this every week and I feel bad, but I will be doing something in Yale, at the Yale High School, hopefully next week. We got a nice clinic, hopefully a drive-through going through the YMCA next week. So watch your media releases and we'll keep everybody informed of what we can do.
All right. Sounds good. Annette, appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.